time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Florida's gubernatorial race turned ugly right out of the gate. The Trump-backed Republican candidate Ron DeSantis using racial dog whistles in one of his first statements about his opponent, Andrew Gillum, who would be the state's first African-American governor if elected.
You know, he is an articulate spokesman for those far-left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea, but, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida. So I'm going to fight for what I believe in, because I think I'm the guy who can really lead Florida in a good direction.
Gillum did appear on Fox with Shepard Smith and called DeSantis out.
It was the monkey this up part. Sir, your response.
Yeah, that part wasn't lost on me. It's very clear that Mr. DeSantis is taking a page directly from the campaign manual of Donald Trump. But I think he's got another thing coming to him. If he thinks that in today's day and age, Florida voters are going to respond to that level of derision and division, they're sick of it. What we're trying to offer in this race
was
is
that
a
racist
north star
or a
where we want to go as a state.
Was that racist or a figment of speech?
Well, in the handbook of Donald Trump, they no longer do whistle calls. They're now using full bullhorns.
And that was a bullhorn?
And what I've got to say about that is that we've got to make sure that we stay focused, I think, on the issues that confront everyday people. I'm not going to get down in the gutter with DeSantis and Trump. There's enough of that going on. I'm going to try and stay high and try to talk about what the North Star and the future is for the state of Florida and the people of this state. And I think that's what people want. They're just so sick of this derisive politics that have been coming out of Washington and has now infiltrated the politics of this state vis-a-vis Ron DeSantis.
White House counsel Don McGahn will step down from his role this fall. Trump made the announcement on Twitter and said McGahn's departure would take place, quote, shortly after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. According to the New York Times, Trump's tweet came as a surprise, especially to McGahn.
A top White House aide at the center of the Mueller probe, now on his way out.
Don McGahn's a really good guy. Been with me for a long time. Privately before this, he represented me. He's been here now. It'll be almost 2 years, and a lot of affection for Don.
Days after learning that White House counsel Don McGahn was interviewed by special counsel investigators for 30 hours, President Trump tweeting, McGahn will be leaving his position in the fall, shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I've worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service.
Any concern about what he said to the Mueller?
No, not at all. Not at all. I knew he was going also, you know, as you know. I had to approve it.
For 18 months, McGahn was a central figure in this White House's legal dramas.
I'm the one that has to walk into the Oval Office and advise the president on various recommendations.
McGahn, leading the effort to fill the federal bench with Trump-picked conservative nominees, spearheading the search for two Supreme Court picks, and navigating a slew of controversies. Trump enlisted McGahn in a failed effort to stop Attorney General Jeff Sessions from recusing himself from the Russia probe. And McGahn once refused Trump's order to direct the Justice Department to fire Mueller, according to a person familiar with the matter. These episodes catching the attention of the special counsel, who is investigating Russian meddling and possible obstruction of justice.
An independent analysis published Tuesday estimated that Hurricane Maria killed 2,975 people after it hit Puerto Rico last September, up from the previous official death toll of 64. During a White House event Wednesday where the president was announcing a grant for drug-free communities, reporters asked about aid for Puerto Rico. Trump repeated his previous assessment that the federal government did a, quote, fantastic job in Puerto Rico.
Well, don't forget, their electric plant was dead before the hurricane. If you look back on your records, you'll see that that plant was dead, it was shut, it was bankrupt, it was out of business. They owed tremendous amounts of money. They had it closed up. And then when the hurricane came, people said, what are we going to do about electricity? That wasn't really the hurricane. That was gone before the hurricane. But we've put a lot of money and a lot of effort into Puerto Rico. And I think most of the people in Puerto Rico really appreciate what we've done.
San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz spoke with MSNBC's Ali Velshi.
It's a lie. He just simply is lying through his teeth. We had issues of generation, but you know, this is what he's doing. He's trying to appease his own mind and his soul, if he has one, about this 2,975 deaths by saying, you know what? It is a fault of the people of Puerto Rico. No, we had electricity before Maria came. Maybe he doesn't know that Irma came 15 days before that and really hit us because, you know, he thought he was being so bright by telling us that we are an island surrounded by water, lots and lots of water, ocean water. So what the president is doing is not only undignified, but it's unbecoming of the president of the United States. I got
the news. And that's just a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.